Welcome to my podcast, Humba Movement. This is the intro of the first episode, you know, the intro episode. My name is Vanessa Figueroa. Here in this intro, I want to tell you why Humba Movement, why this name, why human values, who I am, why I think I can talk about values. This is the story. Everything started in Venezuela. From Venezuela, Caracas. But I have 7 years already living here in Miami. Back by when I was in Venezuela, I studied journalism in college. There was this telephonic company that was changing their name. It was changing the name from Telcel to Movistar. And there was this huge campaign and publicity all over the city, you know, in the papers, in the radio, in the TV. It was everywhere. It was a huge campaign. It was from blue and to Movistar. The M, it was a big M, green with blue. And one day when I was in the college with a friend sitting in a bench, I said like, hey, what do you think? Imagine if this amount of money that these people it's injecting into this like a theme that only talks about human values. And oh my god, I'm saying too many but well, my first language is Spanish, so I really want to have this message in English, even though I get stuck. I know this is gonna pass in the future episode. I'm probably gonna cut this part. Imagine if all this money from a publicity this big, it will be out there, but talking about human values, it will make so great changes for the society, you know. And that's it was a thought. Then I graduate, then I immigrate, and I was here 7 years since I'm in this country. And from the 7 years I have in Miami, four of them I have already my own business. I have a catering company with my husband. And the idea, you know, when I was transforming, since we start, I was taking care, I'm taking care of the social media, you know, the pictures, the information, emails and everything. And I was, 2 years ago, I took an online course from Vero Ruiz del Viso. It's a Venezuelan entrepreneur. And for make better my Instagram, what I put out there, you know, with more knowledge and sense, and make it sense. And while I was taking her course, I thought about, again, that first moment I had back when I was in my college about human values, you know. And let me move this quick. And I thought about, wow, why I don't apply this knowledge about making better Instagram, better publications about human values, but maybe do like an Instagram, you know, that changing, that share information about it. And then 1 year after, I thought, well, maybe not just an Instagram, but it can be also a podcast. And here I am, guys, after 2 years and a half, after the initial idea that I started back when I was living in Venezuela, and now several years after, I'm starting this project about human values and why, who I am. You know, I just told you I'm just a Venezuelan woman, mother, entrepreneur, wife, daughter, sister, and I just want to be better, you know. I have a son, he's 3 years and a half. And his name is Theo, super cute. And I realized that I don't have much patience. You know, before I didn't have much patience, but honestly, since I have I have a son, that impatience is like grow. I think I have more patience than before, but I want to be more patient for him. I want to be more respectful, more tolerant. And this is why I'm doing this. I'm doing this podcast for put all these ideas that I have that were in my mind since a long time ago. And I want to investigate and share everything I found about human values here in this podcast, in this channel. And don't keep everything for me, you know. I just want to put it out there. And also, you know, I have like a month and a half being inside of a community. It's a community in Spanish made by Michel Poller. and I've been meeting people, amazing people in here. She have a bunch of courses related with personal growth, business, entrepreneur, and this has been the push, you know, the push so I can start this project. And I'm really ambitious, you know, I see it like a movement, a social movement already. I'm so ambitious that I do it in English and in Spanish. This is the English part. Why? Because I'm bilingual. I know I get stuck a lot, but I already know both languages, and I don't want to waste the chance that I'm already here living in this country where the language is English, and I can do it in both languages, you know. I just don't want to keep these thoughts of whatever I'm gonna be finding out and learning and sharing just in Spanish when I owe so much to this country that people can come, grow, and you know, if I want to make an impact, why not in both languages already from the beginning? So this is my point here. I'm doing it in both languages, and the name, it's based in the human values, H-U-M from human, and values, V-A-V-A from values. And like I already imagined this project like a movement, a social movement. I put it, I just add the word movement, you know? It's gonna start as a podcast, but then it's gonna transform. That's how I see it. Wish me luck. And well, thank you for being here, for listening. This is a path of growing, but I wanna do it growing with you that's listening. And for make a change, you know, make an impact in the society if it's possible. That's the idea, you know. Be better as ourselves, but if we can change also the reality around us, it's like a double, like twice better, you know. So thanks for listening, and keep in touch with the other episodes.